One of our state's most treasured resources is our state park system, and we love to go exploring here on Wisconsin Weekend. Thanks for being here. I'm Kate Archer Kent. With the parks and the forests and trails and recreational areas, it's really hard to prioritize nowhere to go. So we ask for your ideas. Which state parks have you already explored this fall? What did you see? Where did you go? Join in with your park experiences at 800-642-1234. And we call in some expertise. Missy Van Landit is External Relations Chief with the Parks and Rec Management Program at the DNR. Missy, happy fall. Welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's start with fall color. Where can we see it right now? What are you tracking?
Well, you know, actually, our friends at Tourism track it the best. They have a great fall color report if you go on Travel Wisconsin. Right now in the north, you know, we're seeing a lot of people going to Copper Falls State Park, Amnicom Pattison, the Northern Highlands, Flambeau River. So, you know, the northern third of the state is nearing peak.
So sometimes where you see the most kind of traffic in your visitor logs, you kind of can track that with the change
in
color.
Exactly.
You know, at the peak, why do certain parts of the state get more colorful? You know, why do we see that range across Wisconsin? Is it just has to do with the weather?
Part of it's the weather. I think part of it's the nature of what types of trees and shrubbery and, you know, plants and things that you're seeing. You know, this year they're saying, well, some places are going to have great color, but now that we've gotten all this rain and wind and this big cold snap we have coming today, that we might see a pretty muted color in the south. So, you know, it's important just to get out and have fun while you can, even if it is a little bit chilly, because you never know what those colors are going to look like.
When I think of you, I think of hiking. I'm going on hikes. And a lot of the fall color is you can get up high and see a nice overview of the trees below you and really a nice vista. What state park would you recommend for that?
You know, we have 16 state parks that have viewing towers. So one of my favorites, if you want to go central part of the state, quite honestly, I could talk about every part of the state and where to go, but central part of the state is pretty unique. We have Rib Mountain State Park there, and there's not only a viewing tower, but Granite Peak Ski Area runs their lift, so their chairlift. And so you can see fall color from a chairlift, which is pretty unique to Wisconsin.
So you can take the chairlift up and
yes,
then get off and do a little more hiking?
Exactly. So you do have to pay for the chairlift. So that's a fee through Granite Peak. But yes, you can actually get off at the top, hike around, and then hike up the tower and see it from an even higher point.
So which parks do have mountains? Is it just Rib Mountain or are there others?
Technically just Rib Mountain.
Okay.
But, you know, as you get closer to the UP, you'll see more of like that kind of mountainous range. But, you know, folks here too say like the Baraboo Hills are somewhat of a mountain. But, you know, it just
depends. We can stretch our imagination.
Yes, exactly.
We were just talking about Rocha Cree State Park, where you can go up those 303 steps. That would be a view.
That's a great view. You know, the interesting thing is Rocha Cree, one of the highest visitations actually this time of year. So there is a back parking lot. It's called our winter parking lot. If you look at the map online, it's a gorgeous 1 mile hike into the stairs and then the 303 stairs up. And those were rebuilt just a few years ago. So they're in really great condition and gorgeous views when you get to the top.
So you get this panoramic view, but on your way, you see petroglyphs.
Exactly. It's very interesting. It's a very neat little tucked in property that no one really thinks about. A lot of history there, a lot of geological history there. So it's a fun one to check out in the fall.
We're exploring Wisconsin state parks in the fall, and our guide is Missy Van Landit from the state DNR. Which state parks do you love to visit this time of year? Where do you enjoy hiking or watching the leaves change? Are you planning a fall camping adventure? Join the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Take us to Lapham Peak in the Kettle Moraine State Forest in Delafield. They have an observation tower as well.
They do. And, you know, most observation towers are open year round. Obviously, fall is a big time of year, like you said, to see things from up high. The nice thing about Lapham is they have tons of wonderful trails that you can also be intimate with the fall color. And they have their Fright Hike, which is coming up next Friday, the 18th.
I love it. So is that hiking during the night or the
during
day?
During the night.
During
yes.
the night.
And there's tons of volunteers that are already preparing for that hike.
So, so there will be I would assume some lights along the way, some flashlights.
They're candlelit or torchlit. And then, yes, we encourage you to bring a flashlight as well.
Devil's Lake State Park, always a gem. What do you love about Devil's Lake?
You know, I love hiking the bluffs, obviously. You know, that's the great thing. What I love to do is hike those bluffs any time of year. You get a completely unique experience, whether it's March or July or January or October. So hiking the bluffs is wonderful. And again, they also have a really neat hike coming up at the end of the month, a night hike to explore the park too.
These night hikes, that's really intriguing. We should, you know, go around and do some night hikes here. What about horseback riding in the Wildcat Mountain State Park? That's a possibility.
It is. You know, we've got horseback riding kind of spread across the state. Wildcat Mountain's probably our most popular park for that. They've got a great horse campground. The upper picnic area for the western side of the state is one of the most popular viewing areas for fall color, and just seeing kind of the Kickapoo Range in that area. So definitely worth a visit to Wildcat Mountain State Park and seeing fall color on horseback.
And if you don't have a horse, you go and you do a trail ride there? Is that, or do you just bring your horse, or how does that work?
Yep, you can come and do day use. So there are definitely parking lots there where you can just bring your horse and trailer and ride the trails and not have to camp as well.
All right. Well, let's move on to some more state parks. Get us to Anacon Falls State Park and the South Range.
So though, you know, obviously in peak color right now, and if you are into waterfalls in fall color, if you want to check out our webpage, we've got a really neat waterfall video that you can check out. But Anacon Falls is one of my favorite parks, and especially in the fall, they've got the historic covered bridge. I would go there and take your family pictures. It's very picturesque, gorgeous, and the fall color just really brings everything to life.
Well, with all this rain we've been having, what is the impact that on the falls?
They're roaring. They are absolutely roaring. We do have some closed trails here and there just because of mud, and I would recommend bringing your old shoes or your mud boots. But, the color is great. The falls are roaring. Again, so wonderful pictures, just a great place to be.
Are any parks closed right now due to all of the rain or flooding?
You know, we have several parks that have segments of trails closed or areas of properties closed due to rain, but no wholesale closures at this point.
Yeah. So, and that probably too is kind of this longer fall has maybe impacted a lot of people being able to go out and explore some of these areas.
It has, you know, especially if people are a little bit more daring. You know, it's been cold, so, and it's been a little bit rainy, but that hasn't stopped people from coming out. And especially if you get a chance on, you know, like this week, we had great afternoons. We saw a peak in visitation this week, but getting out and seeing the fall color, enjoying the temperatures, and just embracing it.
Take us to Pattison State Park, way up in Superior, Manitou Falls.
Again, roaring with all the rain. You know, one of the highest waterfalls east of the Mississippi. So it's just a wonderful property. Their camping is still open. They've got their lake there, and they've got Big Manitou and Little Manitou and trails that surround them. So many viewing opportunities there.
There are dozens of incredible state parks. We're learning about them, and we can choose from them with DNR's Missy Van Landit here. She'll make sure we don't miss out on great hikes and breathtaking views this fall. Which state parks do you hope to visit before cooler temperatures set in? Which campgrounds are still on your bucket list this year? Do you have enough time before winter? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. There is more Wisconsin Weekend just ahead. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're exploring our state parks. There are dozens of them, and we're thinking about them in terms of great fall color, fall hikes, fun day trip ideas, fun festivals. What do you think after visiting our state parks? Do they have enough resources? What would you like to see change? What are your favorite outdoor adventures in the fall? We're at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us all things state parks. That's at WPR Mornings. Missy Van Landit is from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and she stays with us as our guide. Let's go to Mike now, joining us from Wauwatosa. Hi, Mike. Where are you taking us?
Hi.
So I went to school in Eau Claire for a while for college, and there's a really nice hidden gem of a state park called Altoona Lake State Park. It's just a wonderful area for picnicking, like grilling out, boating, whatever. And it's a nice one on the west side of the state. The other one that I enjoy this time of year is High Cliff and going up the tower, and you can just see down the entire length of Lake Winnebago and all the colors. It's just amazing.
Oh, wow. Mike, that sounds perfect this time of year, and especially being able to have such a great view of everything below. So how was that hike, though, getting up there?
It's pretty reasonable. And then the tower, it's a nice structure, and the stairs, it feels very sturdy, and you have a nice clear view. It's amazing. It's up on the northeast corner of the lake, and it's phenomenal.
Oh, wow. Missy, what do you think?
I love High Cliff. There's so much to see and do there. Most folks don't know that there's actually a marina there, so you can get there by boat as well. The tower is gorgeous. You know, lots of nice trails and shelters. I love looking at Lake Winnebago this time of year. There's such a unique, nice, bright yellow fall color to that part of the state. So definitely a good call, Mike, on High Cliff.
Yeah, Mike, thanks so much. Do you have any others on your bucket list that you want to get to?
Personally, I haven't been out to Devil's Lake in a number of years for the fall color, and so I'd really like to repeat on that one. I agree with what you said earlier.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the call. We had Randy who tweeted us and said, all the state parks have geocaching hides. What can you tell us about geocaching?
Well, geocaching is where you use essentially your phone or a device and you use GPS coordinates to find a cache or like a little treasure. So I have actually never done it. My kids have done it through their school, but they love it. And what I think is really neat is actually the Ice Age Trail Alliance is doing what they're calling cold caching now. So check it out on their webpage. It's where you actually don't find treasures, you find natural treasures like bluffs and cliffs and little lakes and moraines. So it's kind of neat.
And so would you go to their website or an app, or how would you find the cold caching?
You can go to the iceagetrailalliance.org, IATA.org, and check it out from there.
Photographers love water this time of the year, and those shots capturing the reflections of the changing colors in the water. What parks offer that combination of water and bright leaves and really good for photography?
Well, we've got tons of them with interior lakes. I would say Willow River State Park on the far western side is one that is very highly photographed. You can get there by either a short hike down a steep hill, which most folks say, it's a lot better going down than it is up. But you can also get there by a really easy, nice 1 to 2 mile hike. But what's neat about it is you can be intimate with the falls and you can sit kind of very near the falls. But there's also a stairway that you can go up and get an up high view of the falls as well.
So as you talk about the falls, what about Copper Falls State Park in Mellon? That is another area.
It is. And Copper Falls, again, one of my favorites. I probably say that about most of them, but Copper Falls is a beautiful park. You know, what's really neat, folks love the fall color there because of the redness of the water going through there. And there's just lots of opportunities to hike. There's also a tower there. So again, many different angles that, in which you can see fall color at Copper Falls. You can get very close to the water. There's calm areas and very flowing little waterfalls. But you can also get up high and see just the breadth of the area up there, which is just gorgeous this time of year.
I haven't been there, but log buildings from the 1930s, the Conservation Corps.
A lot of the buildings there are CCC. They've also got several bridges there. It's one of the areas along with Pattison Amnicon where there's a very strong presence in the architecture and infrastructure there from the CCC.
Yeah, rustic cabins for people with disabilities.
Exactly.
As well.
We've got several of those around the state, actually. Yeah. And again, if you go on our webpage and you type in Open the Outdoors on the search menu, it'll actually give you our accessible trails, accessible towers, and accessible cabins around the state.
And there are quite a few options for accessibility. you were just mentioning fall festivals, and state parks have lots of festivals going on right now. What are some of the ones coming up that you're looking forward to?
You know, most weekends in October, we have anywhere from 10 to 15 different events at our state parks. Many of them are co-sponsored by our friends group. So we're very lucky to have near 70 or so friends groups around the state. This time of year, these hikes and races actually are really big that serve as fundraisers for those. So there's so many, you know, coming up this weekend. Again, if you're going to go to Willow River, they have their Willow River Trail Challenge this weekend. And Pottawatomie Park has their race as well, which is a big fundraiser for their friends group.
So racing, hiking at night, lots of different variations on what we can do at state parks.
You know, this time of year is also one where there's a lot of different stream ecology, flora and fauna hikes, looking at the fall color and guided hikes, as well as there are a few fall festivals. Most of those were the last couple of weekends. But there's so much to do and a variety of ways to do it in state parks in the fall.
When do the state parks shut down campgrounds for the winter season? What is that season like?
It varies. Okay. Some of the northern ones, as we are getting colder nights, are already shutting down. Most campgrounds, I would say, have some availability through October. And then from basically November on, we still have a lot of winter camping, but those sites are not reservable.
Yeah. So which campgrounds would you recommend for winter camping? Are there ones that stay open?
There are about 30 or so campgrounds that stay open.
Okay.
You know, the best thing to do is to just call your favorite one and see if they have sites. Most properties have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sites that they actually plow and may have electrical service to. Lots of other state parks have first come, first serve, where if you're willing to hike in through the snow and tent camp, there are sites available. So just call your favorite property that you want to check out, and they'll let you know if they've got sites.
We're traveling to Wisconsin State Parks, and our guide is Missy Van Landit from the State DNR. Still time for your questions and your favorite state parks to visit this time of year. We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Missy, as we talk about late fall camping and winter camping, it's certainly a different time of year for the parks. Is there anything that we should bear in mind as we use state parks later in the season toward winter?
You know, some of the areas have, like, our electrical is shut down, so some of them may not have as easily water access. So if you're familiar with a hand pump, you kind of have to work for your water if you're looking for that. Also, most of our vault toilets will be open, but it's a cold seat. So, you know, some of those things to keep in mind. Otherwise, the properties are open for winter. We encourage people to come out for winter use and do their snowshoeing and skiing, snowmobiling, whatever it is that they enjoy outdoors. You know, I think just being prepared and realizing that if you're willing to brave the elements, that there is an incredibly different side to state parks and trails that you can see in the fall and winter.
You know, it's funny when you start talking about hidden gems in our state, suddenly they no longer become hidden gems.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But with that being said, are there any new discoveries you've made lately that are just spectacular, that kind of blew you away?
You know, I've recently started discovering the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, and you know, it's one of the very complete properties where you can go and bike on a paved trail for miles. You can go boating, you can go ATVing, fishing, hiking, running, so camping in a variety of different ways to camp. You know, there's campgrounds there year round that have very close access where you can, your restrooms and the lake and the beach are right there. And there's other ones with remote access where you need to hike in. So I love the Northern Highlands year round.
Well, let's go to Cody now in Watertown. Hi, Cody.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Where are you headed to?
I am headed to work right now, but I wish I was headed to Carl Andre State Park because we moved to Watertown this summer, but we just came from Sheboygan, and we would always go to Carl Andre State Park whenever we had a free chance.
What do you love about it?
Just the lake there is just so beautiful because it's such a nice transition into, like, the deep part of the lake. So the color of the lake is always really nice. And the hiking trails through the sand is just something that reminds you of, like, North Carolina when I used to live there.
Oh, so, sure. Ah, wow.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah, Cody, thanks so much, and have a great weekend. Missy, what about Carl Andre State Park?
You know, so it's, we'll just correct him a little bit. It's Kohler.
Oh, Kohler
Andre,
oh.
But that's
okay.
No, and it's Kohler and Harrington are wonderful parks. And, you know, he is exactly right. There are trails and boardwalks that go through the dunes, and it gives you a completely different feel from anywhere else in the state. And it's right along Lake Michigan. And even though water levels are very high, there's so many lookout points for you to be able to sit and enjoy Lake Michigan this time of year. Mm. The campgrounds are still open. But my favorites are with both Kohler and with Harrington along Lake Michigan. Those boardwalks through the dunes are just a really neat and unique experience.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always great to be here.
Missy Van Landit is External Relations Chief with the Parks and Rec Management Program at the Wisconsin DNR. Coming up, we travel to Door County for a rare opportunity to see historic lighthouses. Do you live in Door County, or have you visited one of its lighthouses? What do you think people should know? Join in at 800-642-1234. There's more Wisconsin Weekend after this news update here on the Ideas Network.